Theater Royale.
The National Broadcasting Company presents, transcribes Sir Laurence Olivier in Theater Royale.
This fine British anthology series features plays based on the best of literature, films, and English theater. Produced in two series, Sir Laurence Olivier and Sir Ralph Richardson serve as hosts, narrators, and many times portray the leading roles.
This is the story of a frightening adventure. I do not propose to tell you my name, and after you've heard the story, you will perhaps understand why not.
The program was apparently developed as a vehicle to capitalize on Olivier's name and talent. His career spanned over 50 years and continues into the 21st century, as in 2004, a full 15 years after his death, he was starring as Dr. Totenkopf in a Hollywood fantasy film titled Sky Captain and the World of Tomorrow. Now, this was accomplished by the producers, who selected footage of Lord Olivier from various films and used them to create a villainous leader of killer robots. Sir Ralph Richardson, from 1954 to 1955, played the character of Dr. John Watson in another Harry Allen Towers radio series of Sherlock Holmes stories, which starred Sir John Gielgud as the famous consulting detective. The music was credited to the renowned British organist and arranger Sidney Torch. However, much of the same music was also used in other Harry Allen Towers productions on which Torch also worked, such as The Secrets of Scotland Yard, The Black Museum, and The Many Lives of Harry Lime. So how much of it was actually written for this series will probably never be known. Harry Allen Towers produced and directed the show for his Towers of London company for international syndication at the time in Europe, South Africa, and Australia. The episodes included in this distribution are from the initial U.S. run on NBC. However, selected episodes were repeated with a different series opening and close on the ABC Mystery Time series during the late 1950s.
It's Mystery Time. Tonight's Mystery Classics stars Laurence Olivier in The Suicide Club.
So he died after all. Was it murder and suicide? Or murder and accidental death?
The show, Theater Royale, remained in active syndication in the United States well up into the 1970s. Many of the copies in circulation today come from those 1970s repeats, where the individual episodes were cut to about 20 minutes. This series consisted of new radio adaptations of famous and not so famous stories by some of the best authors in the United States and England. It is the inclusion of some of those little known masterpieces by many familiar authors that gives a variety element usually missing in this type of anthology series. Its long syndication run well into the 70s proves once again classic stories presented by talented actors never really goes out of style. For the Old Time Radio Researchers Group, I'm Paul Urbans.